Okay, b'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to begin the halachos of hagolas kelim, and we're going to find the bridge between the halachos of hagolas kelim and what we've learned in hilchos taruvas. And the bridge is the halachos of nosin tam lefgam. Nosin tam lefgam appears in hilchos hechsher kelim. It appears in simin kuf chav beis. So the real nitty-gritty of Hagolas Kelim we're only going to get to Emirtz Hashem next week, but we're going to do, I would say, the first three quarters of Simin Kuf Chav Beis. Some of them are going to repeat concepts that we learned, and we're finally going to apply many of them in terms of Halacha L'maaseh. As you'll see, many of the Seifim in the Shulchan Aruch, to the point that the Shach is relatively short in Kuf Chav Beis, because the Shach just says, look what I said over here, look what I said over there, look what I said over there. Almost everything we're going to learn, we've already seen, but what's going to happen is the Pischei Tshuva is going to get very, very lemaisa about topics that we haven't discussed lemaisa up until now. But much of the Shulchan Aruch is repetitious. So for example, the first four words, the Mechaber says, no same time of Gam Mutter. So he paskins in that Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that has a machlokas in regards to nosin tam lefgam, whether it will aser taruva. So we paskin the halacha is that it is that it's mutter. The mechaber continues kedera she'ena basyomo. It could be possible that some people don't have this volume, so if you want maybe to look on with others who do, that might be helpful. Kedera she'ena basyomo dehainu she'shasa me'es la'es. If you have a kedera, Mechaber continues, that hasn't been used for 24 hours, mishin espashlu bo iser havinos in tam lefgam. Va'afilu hachi asru chacham levashal bo lechatchila. So we know that a kli that has been sitting around for 24 hours is asumid rabban to cook with, gzeira atu basyomo. It's a gzera that you might come to use an eino ben yomo pat. Bein shebluah mi iser ubal vashel baheter, ubein shebluah mi cholov ubal vashel babasar o ipcha. So the mechaber's words are very straightforward. He says over here that we make a gzera of eino ben yomo atu ben yomo. What exactly are the parameters of that gzera? In other words, we've up until now in Hilchos Taruvos learned that there's no way out. There's no way that you're going to be able to use a kli that's aser if it's an eino bas yomo. Is that actually true? Is there absolutely no way out? So we've been discussing as a given, but we haven't pushed it to its limits. So first of all, the Gemara does push it to its limits. If you take a look in your booklet, the Gemara in Daf Lamed Amid Aleph, and this segues into Hagolas Kelim on Pesach, the Gemara says, Amar Rav, Kederos bePesach Yishberu. Rav says that the pots on Pesach need to be broken. The Gemara has a very, very dramatic description where the Gemara says that Rav held that you have to break the pots. And so you know what happened? The people who sold pots, sounds like our Pesach groceries, the people who sold pots began to be jacking up the prices on pots. So you know what Rav said? So Rav held that you had to break the pots. So Rav said, I'm going to change my psak. He told the if you don't bring it down to $3, from $5 down to $3, I'm going to change my psak and I'm going to tell everybody that it's going to be, that these kelim are mutter. First of all, why did he say it's aser? Because it's klichera. So even if it's an eino bas yomo, it's going to be, as the Gemara is about to elaborate. So Rav threatened he was going to publicize, then they brought down the prices and Rav didn't change his mind. So the power of a Rav in looking out for the needs of Klal Yisrael. Rav felt that the people who were selling were being unfair. So that's what the Gemara goes on to say. But we're going to focus on Amar Rav, Kederes Pesach Yishburu Vamai, Lishinu La'achar Pesach, La'avabu Shlo B'minan, Gzeira Dilma Oslum Mahavi B'minan. Rav said that we're afraid that you're going to come to use it B'Yisru. Shmuel Amar Lo Yishbu, Avol Mishaluhu La'achar Zmano, Va'avu Bein B'minan Bein Shlo B'minan. So Gemara here points out that there, according to Rav, the halacha is that you're stuck. The kederos bePesach have to be broken because you're not going to have any other option. Okay, so that's the simple reading of Rav. In terms of Achar Pesach, that we're not going to discuss maybe until Achar Pesach, about what Rav and Shmuel are arguing about. But for now, you do see that Kli Cheres, according to Rav, you're absolutely stuck. However, there is a halach in Hilchos Taruvos that seems to contradict this. If you take a look in Simin Kuf Ches, we did all the Lamaisa of, I hope, of Taruvos. But we have in Simin Kuf Ches Siv Gimel an interesting halacha in regards to, we spoke about Tzli outside a little bit. Let's take an obtuse halacha in Hilchos Tzli. The Gil Yomar Shah by us makes reference to it. If you take a look, Im Yesham Nunes Shel Isla Al Hamerda. A merda is a spatula. So there was a little bit of fat that was on a spatula. Aser Litan Ala Heter Kol Hayom. Then you're not allowed to put heter on it. What are we talking about over here? So if you take a look at the Taz and Sivkat and Ches over there in Hilchos Taruvos, what we're talking about is Pas Akum. And when it came to Pas Akum, so you have to be careful that you can't, don't have Shamnunas Shel Iser that's on top. And the Mechaber continues, Miu Kishe'ena Bas Yoma. But if it's an Eina Ben Yoma, Mutl Ishtamish Bo. Mishum Di Yavshir Be'inyan Acher. But if it's an Eina Ben Yoma, then it's Mutter. Because you're stuck, you can't use it for anything else. So this is a Pesach Shel Machat, that maybe there are exceptions to the rule, that it's not always that you're stuck if you have a Kli Eina Bas Yoma. In fact, we see when it comes to this spatula, the halacha is that it's going to be mutter. That's what we see in Hilchos Taruvos, Simin Kuf Ches, Sif Gimel. So Reb Shlomo Eger makes this point. Every sugya has its own dynamic. Over here, today's shiur, we're going to be spending a lot of time in Reb Shlomo Eger and the Piskei Tshuva. The Mechaber is almost going to be entirely repetitious. If you take a look, Reb Shlomo Eger over here says, on the first Dira Maskel, Afilu Hachi, Asru Chacham Levashel, back in Kuf Chavdeiz, Ubimokum Delo Efshe Lo Gazru, Simin Kuf Chesiv Gimel, Gabi Merida. And it would seem to me, that's why he goes a step further. And he says as follows, Ubebala Aleph stands for Iser, Ubebala Iser de Rabbanon, Biklicheres, Vehefse Meruba, Yesh Lahakel, Chuvas Dvar Shmuel, Mari Abuav. I checked on the Bar Ilan, obviously Otzer HaChochma has it, the Bar Ilan does not have it, so I wasn't able to see it inside. I haven't learned how to get my access to Otzer HaChochma through the library. But over here we have the Dvar Shmuel who takes this halacha merida a step further. What does he say? He says that we see from merida that if you have an instance where you're stuck, so then in such a case, then you'll be able to reuse it. What does it mean that you're stuck? So if you take a look there in Sivkat and Ches, the Taz quotes a Beis Yosef who says that here we're talking about buying from a guy his pasakum. So what's going to happen is, let's say you know that the guy doesn't clean this large spatula well. Anybody have a better word than a spatula? It's not like a spatula. It's what they use to take out the bread from the oven. Like we only see it when it comes to matzah baking. You know, those long things that they use. Anyhow, so the guy, you know that the guy is not cleaning it off. And you know that he's using it for pas akum as well as for pas yisrael. So then in such a case, or we're talking about that there's some type of iser on it. Either way, so you're going to be stuck. You're not going to be able to eat bread. So for that, if we allow for it to be an Eina Ben Yomo, so then in such a case, it's going to be acceptable. So the Dvar Shmuel says that the halacha is that it would apply to all Yisurei D'Rabban and Kli Cheres. Behefse Meruba, the halacha is one could be Mekel. So that becomes a very, very big discussion in regards to porcelain today. We've touched on it. We saw a prima gadin last time in Simin Kuf Gimel. And now what we're going to do is go into the very powerful Masa Umatan that gets involved with Kli Cheres in terms of Halacha L'maisa today. So if you take a look at the Piskei Tshuva Sif Katan Aleph, so there he summarizes the important Shalos Tshuvos. I must say that the Piskei Tshuva does an amazing, amazing job over here. He does a fantastic job in summarizing these Tshuvos. Okay. Before we go to Aleph, before we go to porcelain, let's go to Beis first. He quotes in Dibra Maschel Gzeira, he says, I am B'Tshuvos Noda B'Yehuda, Igam B'Nesra Mi'Iser D'Rabbanan Hadin Kein. Do we say this halacha? In other words, maybe we're only talking about Yisurei D'Oraisa in the Gemara. We're not talking about Yisurei D'Rabbanan. Because of Sham, the Medina Shar L'Chatchila, to have Gzer L'Gzera, El She Ein L'Hakal B'Zeh, Kiman Shalom Nimtzu B'Poskim Shichtu V'Dinzeh. So Nodav Yehuda says that really, Me'ikar D'Dina, he would have thought you could be Mekel on Yisurei D'Rabbanan. By the way, there's no mention of this in Shulchan Aruch. One of the earliest sources we have is Rav Shlomo Eger, which is really, really late. So Rav Shlomo Eger says that maybe we're going to be Mekel by Hefsid, by an Iser D'Rabbanan, and he points to the case of, that he points to the case of Merida. And then we have the note of Yehuda that says, we don't find anybody that says this. The Chacham Tzvi, the Pesachei Tshuva quotes, two lines in, weighs in on the Shaila, and he says, it's a Vada Aser. Now it happens to be important to note that the Chacham Tzvi is going to be the biggest Mekel that we have out there in regards to Kli Cheres. But on this Shaila, everybody agrees that the Dvar Shmuel is way off in left field, or way foul in left field. In other words, to say off the bat that when it comes to Kli Cheres, by an Isur D'Rabbanan you could be Mekel, so by Hefsa Meruba, that no one is willing to say. And we see that in the Chacham Tzvi. We have the Chacham Tzvi quoted twice in the Pesachei Tshuva. The first time is over here in Sifkat and Beis. Ubetshuvas Chacham Tzvi mevur lehedya deGazrinan b'kai gavna gzer legzera deBedavar haMatzui v'Ragil gazrinan gzera legzera. And this already gets back into what we discussed all the way in Siman Pei Test about when we say gzera legzera. We're not going to repeat that right now. The Chacham Tzvi says no. To say that off the bat by Yisurei D'Rabbanan, that I'm not going to be so makel. However, we do have, there is a sheet out there that says when it comes to Dinei D'Rabbanan, the halacha would be that one could be Mekel. The Chacham Tzvi is not willing to go that far. Okay, so you have the Gilyon Marsha, who quotes the Dvar Shmuel. It seems to be in Simen Kuf Ches, Siv Gimel, the halacha is that one could be Mekel. It would seem that is only in Isur D'Rabbanan. Dvar Shmuel is only going to go that far. And the Chacham Tzvi says, even when it comes to Isurei D'Rabbanan, one should be Machner. So first Shita out there, first Machlokas, first Diyun, is do we say that this halacha, then Eina Basyomo Pat is Aser, is only by Isurei D'Oraisa or Isurei D'Rabbanan. Ruba Poskim say it applies by Isurei D'Oraisa as well as D'Rabbanan. We just saw Sif Aleph and Sif Beis, no mention of a chiluk between D'Oraisa and D'Rabbanan. However, we did have Simin Kuf Ches, Sif Gimel. In Simin Kuf Ches, Sif Gimel, there we learned when it came to Merida, we saw that E'efshar B'inyin Acher. So then in such a case, it's going to be Mutter. So it would seem to me that the answer for that question of Merida is the following. There, we're not talking about a classic E'efshar B'inyin Acher. For example, Rav. When Rav says, K'deros B'Pesach Yishburu, was Rav only talking about Blios of Chametz of D'Oraisa, or is he also talking about D'Rabbanan? I would assume he's talking about D'Rabbanans. There's no, again, no chiluk that's made in the Gemara between D'Oraisas and D'Rabbanan. There's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah that the Shulchan Aruch was quoting, a Tosas in Avodah Zarah that says, based on the Gemara over there, that the halacha is that the spatula is going to be mutter. So it seems to me that there's two different E'efshars b'inyan acher. There's one type of E'efshar b'inyan acher that if you're going to tell people you can't eat bread, because in those days the only bakers were goyim, so then that would be called E'efshar b'inyan acher. Then in such a case, one would be mekel. And then I think even the Chacham Tzvi and everybody else would be mekel. That's Mefurish and Shulchan Aruch. But what's another Yevshar Binyan Acher? Another Yevshar Binyan Acher is you really, really like this porcelain thing. This, you really like it, or you're going to lose a lot of money, so then in such a case one would be Mekel. One can't be Mekel. You could only be Mekel where it's Yevshar Binyan Acher that the only way to get it is bread. But otherwise, you almost have a stira between the two psakim in Shulchan Aruch. That would be what it seems to me you have to say in Kuf Ches Gimel. Okay. Now, with that in mind, now let's go where there's more discussion in the postgame. In the Pesachei Tshuva, Sif Katan Aleph, we have another issue. No one's going to be Mekel Stam about a Derabbanan. But what did we see by Merida? We saw if it's Yevshar Binyan Acher, so then in such a case it's Mutter. Could we push over that e efsher b'inyan acher to certain cases of bidi eved. Bidi eved, if I construct the case of bidi eved, can we be makel when it comes to these kelim? What's that issue? So if you take a look at our photocopy, I actually gave you the original occurrence. Kedai to see it inside, because it is startling. And then you'll see the Pisrei Tshuva quoted. If you take a look about halfway through the booklet, you'll see Torah Schatos on the top. Most Sifrei Torah Schatos, which of course is from the Ramah, is printed with a Torah Asham on it or a Minchas Yaakov. This edition I have has also both the Torah Asham and Minchas Yaakov. Minchas Yaakov, I'm sure many of you have heard of. Who's the Minchas Yaakov? He's a very important Mefarish on Yaradeya. Just to spook you out a little, he wrote it when he was, I found out today, when he was 25 years old, just to put us in our place. But he's also the author of the Shvus Yaakov, and the Shev Yaakov, and the Chok Yaakov, all of those Achron that we're familiar with from the Mishneh Berurah, they're all, that's the same author of the Minchas Yaakov. So Minchas Yaakov has a big heter over here, and what we're going to do is try to get to the bottom of this heter and to see how it comes out, Lamaisa. So he, in the halachos of Kli Eina Ben Yomo, he says as follows. Samach O Samach Dal. Everybody have it? B'tshuvas Nachlas Yaakov, Kosa B'shem Chachme Venincia. So the Chachme of Venice raised the following issue. The Dafka B'Kli Matachos, Kim V'Dislu Takanta B'Hagola Asrin L'Chatchil Kli Sheina Ben Yomo, Mashe Ein Kein B'Kli Cheres, Ta Yitzarach Shviya, Have kidi eved umatirim akelim laachra shiyad me'es la'es. Wow. Even though we said that there's no makar to be mechalik between Doraisis and Dorabanans, maybe the gzeira of Eina ben Yomo is only a din l'chatchila. But if it meant that you have to break your kli cheres, no, that's already considered bidi eved. Who said we went that far? Rabbi Osai, what would be the raya that we did go that far? Gemara Psachim Daf Lamed Amarav Kederos BePesach Yishburu, and that's what he's referring to. Visham B'Simim Mem Beizum Mem Gimel Herich LaHasig Al Din Zem Mikam Asuyis Dushas VeRamban Ran Rajba V'Shar Poskim UMikol Mako Masik Sham. Look at this, a big heter. Masik Sham M'Shem Agon Reb Leib Seraville. To behesim meruba yesh lahatir klicheres lishtamish bo meachal meis laes to have kidiyevid kivan shu efsim meruba. He says if it's makom efsim meruba, the halacha is that it's going to be mutter. By the time we're finished in the next 20 minutes, I'm going to point out to you when he says ukai gavna kosav aram bepsachim, I don't see it in the ran bepsachim. There are many poskim to this day that have pushed the shita. I have to tell you, as a bachur in the Beis Medrash, as an avreich in the Beis Medrash, I don't see it. I don't see the heter. Although we're going to see Ramosha use this lamaisa, but we're going to start from the. And I definitely bow my head to Ramosha for sure. But I myself find the heter quite michudash. Okay, first of all, of course, because we saw the Rav held Kederos BePesach Yishbru. But now let's go back to see how the Pisrei Tshuva presents it. Pisrei Tshuva comes out L'Chumra. They're going to come out L'Chumra. He's going to quote it. He's going to come out L'Chumra. But we're going to see that this Shita keeps on getting resuscitated. This Das Yachid keeps on getting resuscitated up until the point that Ramosha uses it in his way L'Maisa. Even though every generation that's brought up, the Poskim claim that it's either wrong or been entirely misunderstood. So let's follow the bouncing ball in Pisrei Tshuva. So this is that Minchas Yaakov that I photocopied for you. Aleph, Lichat Chila. I am the Minchas Yaakov. Hevi de B'tshuvas Nachlas Yaakov. Da 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 da. Everything we just read. Ulanias Daiti. Everybody have it? Three lines into the Pisrei Tshuva and Os Aleph. Ulanias Daiti. Kosha Lahatir. Afilu Behefsim Meruba. In other words, maybe you would have made the following mistake, says Agoshri. That the halacha is that if you use a pot and you cook food inside of it, That's an Eina Besin Ben Yom of the food is mutter. So you might think that Bidiyeved, you're allowed to use the pot also. Says that goes for a Shvi Beferish, not that way. Dokiman Shetunin Shvira, Havik in the Eved. Ad Kan Lashono. Hare Behedya, da Filu Beklicheres are Shvira. Then, of course, a Klicheres requires Shvira. In other words, the din of breaking it is the Lechatchila. And the only dievet is once you have the shards. After the shards, before the shards, there's no bidievet over here. The requirement is to break it, as the Gemara said. Shumat Sasi Prima Gadim, Sher Gam Kein Bazeh. And we saw that there is a discussion in the Prima Gadim. What came out from the Prima Gadim last time, take a look back, everybody. Simin Kuf Gimel, at the end of Simin Kuf Gimel. Just to remind ourselves, we worked on that Prima Gadim for a few minutes. Let's just remind ourselves what the Prima Gadim says. It's the Prima Gadim at the end of Simin Kuf Gimel. Echtov dine no sein tam lefkam bikdera. In Oz Beis, he quotes the Chacham Tzvi that we're going to work on shortly. And then he says, the only case he thinks you could be makel where the Gemara wasn't talking about the Klicheres is by Kavush. He said that by Kavush, maybe you could be makel. He says, but anytime you have anything that's with heat, then you have to be machmer. And that's what the Pisklei Tshuva is referring to. Let's see that Sif Seidas again, the Sif Seidas at the end of Kuf Gimel, in Echtov Ksas Dinos in Tam Lufgam, Sof Dovar HaKol Nishma, B'Klicher Shehuchem Bo, Afilu Isid Rabbanan Ein Lachem. Now we know, when he says Afilu Isid Rabbanan, he is shtachin the Dvar Shmuel. Va'al yidei kfisha ha-meikil behefsim beruba v'tzarek gadol en gorim bo. So he says, the only thing you could be meikil is in regards to kavush. Why? Because maybe the case of the Gemara, Kederes v'Pesach Yishburu, was talking about only cooking pots. But if it wasn't cooking, maybe then in such a case there might be room to meikil. That there isn't the Beferish of Gemara to Aser. So that much he's going to come along and say is going to be okay. But bidyevet, okay. But otherwise, he says, one cannot use it. Okay.
Just to clarify. So,
yes.
So the Minchas Yaakov is clearly the most major here. I'm talking Tzvi.
Oh, the Chacham Tzvi, we haven't yet discussed the Shita, but we're about to. Okay, good. Right, correct. That the Minchas Yaakov is Mekel. The Chacham Tzvi says that... that you can't be Mekel as much as he was, but we're about to see where the Chacham Tzvi is Mekel. By the way, one more Raya the Pisklei Tshuva brings in Sifkat and Beis against the halacha of any time you could be Mekel by even Nisr D'Rabbanan. It's halfway through Sifkat and Beis, he says, Ulechora Raya Brura, Dein Lahatir Kedera Shein Ben Yomam Isid Rabbanan, Mi Pincha de Rabbi Ami, Bechun Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. This we learned in the morning Seder, that the Gemara had a case of where you had meat that was being salted in a Kli Cheres, and even though it was Dam Shemilcha, the Dam was trapped in that Kli, so the halacha is that you have to break it. The Gemara says break it. Wait a second. According to the Dvar Shmuel, there are times that are going to be mutter. So the answer is that it is always aser, even when it comes to Isure Durabbanan. Okay. However, the Chacham Tzvi was more mekel. In Sifkat and Gimel, he says the following. Ayin b'tshuvas Chacham Tzvi, shepasak lahatir, im bishlo b'pesach dover charif, b'chometz sha'avra yud beis chodesh. The Chacham Tzvi said, what happens if you cooked a dover charif in cheres? So the halacha is that it's going to be mutter. Da afta srina b'pesach nosin tam lefkan, v'chein b'dover charif lo mahani nosin tam lefkan, mikol makom achar yud beis chodesh leka tam klal. The Chacham Tzvi says that after 12 months there's no tam. And he has an interesting raya. U'kamosha amru b'kankanim shel yayin nesach, The Acher Yud Beis Chodesh Shari. Then when it comes to Kankanim Shel Yayin Nesech, so there we learn in Simin Kuf Lamid Hey that the halacha is that you're allowed to soak in the Kankanim after 12 months. Okay. What will all of the other poskim say back to the Chacham Tzvi? They'll say to the Chacham Tzvi, no, wait a second. Over there, there was Kavush. So there, maybe you could be more Mekel. But Mehechi Tesi, that by Bishul, that Acher Yud Beis Chodesh, that's number one. Number two, who says the halachos of Yayin Nesech are the same thing as the halachos of Blios Isser? Maybe Yayin Nesech is going to be different. But that's the Chacham Tzvi's raya that he has, that Acher Yud Beis Chodesh is going to be mutter. Then he asks the kash on himself. Look inside this Pischei Tshuva. Va'af di b'shar isurim. Lo matzinu misha mekel vashel b'chatchila b'kenem sh'ovra aleim Yud Beis Chodesh. And even though when it comes to the halacha of Isurim, we don't find anybody that's mekel after 12 months. There's nothing here in Shulchan Aruch that differentiates. Yesh l'chalek di b'yayin nesach toch Yud Beis Chodesh afilu b'di'eved asur. Muchacha milsa tuva. Mishum hachi moto l'chatchila achar Yud Beis Chodesh. He has a fascinating svara. Says the Chacham Tzvi like this. When it comes to Yayin Nesech, so there's no difference between the first day or 30 days later. When does it become Asur? The moment in which the Yayin Nesech is soaked inside. And for 12 months, it's the same Isser. There's no din of no same tam lefgam after a day when it comes to Yayin Nesech. You don't have that. It's Asur the whole time. Avol Bishari Surim, the kol sheinu ben yom mutav di'evet, neka litos, im natir achar yud beis kodesh lechatchila, di'atiru gam toch yud beis kodesh. Fascinating svar, the Chacham Tzvi says. He says, when it comes to Yayin Nesech, so over there, no one's going to get confused. No one's going to think that if it's mutter after Yud Beis Chodesh, then it's also going to be mutter before Yud Beis Chodesh. Because Yud Beis Chodesh is no different than one day. And they're not going to come to be matter using those kelim. But when it comes to Shari Surim, there the halacha is that b'di'evit, if you cooked in that pot after one day, the food is mutter. So if you're going to be matir after Yud Beis Chodesh, people will think that you could use the pots toch Yud Beis Chodesh. And that's why we don't find in Simen Kuf Chof Beis that the halacha is that it's mutter. Because there's more room to make the gzera. That's what the Pischei Tshuva quotes from the Chacham Tzvi accurately. V'kosav de lefize, de bekli chametz, lefima de paskin b'chametz nos tam lefgam osur. But if you have chametz, so there... Beautiful, Shoshim Yom Kodim Lechag. So when it comes to Chametz, what's the halacha? How do we pass him by Nosin Tam Lefgam? We already discussed that the halacha is that the Ramah holds that it is Aser. So V'toch Yud Beis Chodesh, Afil Di'evet Aser. Memela Yotze Kula. Says the Chacham Tzvi, that what comes out from here is a Kula. Dela Acher Yud Beis Chodesh, Lechatchila Shari Kimol Mayin Nesef. It should be Mutter like Yayin Nesef. So what's the bottom line? Actually, this comes up. In many homes, you have a set of porcelain that was used in the family for Passover dishes, but it wasn't someone who was very, very religious. So you're not sure if they really kept all Hilchos Chametz. Comes along the Chacham Tzvi, and he says that the halach is that once it's after Yud Beis Chodesh, it's going to mutter, even though by Sharim Sum it's going to be Asr. What's the svar? Let's repeat again. Just like Yayin Nesech. Yayin Nesech, the reason why it's mutter after Yud Beis Chodesh, he says, is because they never made the gzera of Acher Yud Beis Chodesh, Atu Lefnei Yud Beis Chodesh. Why? Because no one would ever think that Toch Yud Beis Chodesh it's mutter. But by Sharim Sum, people might think that. Why? Because the food is mutter after the first day. When it comes to Yayin Nesech, there it's Aser all Yud Beis Chodesh if you soak inside. Whether it's the first day or it's the 30th day. Therefore, when it comes to Yayin Nesach, after Yud Beis Chodesh, you never made the Gzera. So by Shari Surim, when it comes to Shari Surim, we're afraid. If you're going to tell people you could use it after Yud Beis Chodesh, they might think they could even use it to Och Yud Beis Chodesh. Why? Because they know the food is even mutter, and they know that after Yud Beis Chodesh, it's also mutter. So they might come to use it. But it comes to Chametz and Pesach, since no sin tam lufkam is aser, so the food is going to be aser even after the first day as well. If it's going to be aser after the first day as well, then it becomes exactly like Yayin Nesach. Okay, so Rav Yoel, this famous Chacham Tzvi, is very limited. It's only talking about Chametz bePesach when you cooked with it by Cheres. That's the case that the Chacham Tzvi was talking about. So far, so good. Beautiful. Comes along a brilliant shoal to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and even though Rabbi Akiva Eiger doesn't like it at all, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein points out that Rabbi Akiva Eiger never dissed him. In other words, he explains to him why he disagrees with him, but he says, Rav Moshe Feinstein is going to point out that Rabbi Akiva Eiger himself might be accepting some of the premises over here. And he has the following shayla. Al derech shaylosso. This is after the Rans. You'll see why we're going to come back to these Rans in Pesachim shortly and in Chulin. Rabbi Akiva Eiger is Tshuva Simen Mem Gimel. This is quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva, but here, lechvod Rabbi Akiva Eiger, we'll do the whole Tshuva inside. Al derech shaylosso. Bikone kli cheres me'akum shehem yishenim yosrim yuz beis chodesh. So yishanim yosrim yuz beis chodesh. The porcelain was more than 12 months old. V'yesh hefsim meruba mitzarech lemachram lenachri. If you're going to have to sell it to a Gentile, you're going to end up selling it a third of the price. V'tzideid ma'aloso lahakel al pi chacham tzvi. And you quoted the chacham tzvi that the chacham tzvi is making. Now, of course, the flag on the play is, and that's where Rabbi Akiva Eiger is going to point out, the flag on the play is that the Chacham Tzvi only was matir when it comes to chametz because of his whole svar of Yud Beis Chodesh. And that's exactly what Rabbi Akiva Eiger points out. Rabbi Akiva Eiger does it in a particular way, and let's take a look at how he rejects him. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, L'niyaz daiti ein bazeh heter. Ta'chacham Tzvi ba'atzmo kasav sham, d'lo matzim misha mekel b'shari sulam vashal echatchil v'kegelim sh'avolam yud beis chodesh, v'kasav l'chalek, d'biyayin nesach d'toch yud beis chodesh afil b'di'evet osur. Muchacha mil satuva. When it comes to yayin nesach, then you don't have this middle time if that's confusing, and that if you're going to be matir after yud beis chodesh, people will come to be matir toch yud beis chodesh. It's going to be easy to make the mistake. Now, Ramesh is medayik amongst things. Ramesh has a very nuanced and complicated tshuva. But Ramesh, it's actually a study of the goinus of Ramesh Feinstein. Ramesh Feinstein points out that Rabbi Akiva Eiger doesn't say, I think this whole idea that Achar Yud Beis Chodesh, the Tam is not there, he doesn't say that it's wrong. Rabbi Akiva Eiger doesn't say, what are you talking about? Your assumption that there's no Blios over here, that's no Saint Tam Lefkam, which is Asl Chatil, he doesn't say that. What does he say? He says, I accept the Chacham Tzvi's premise that says that you have to make a Gzeira of Yud Beis Chodesh. That's what Rabbi Akiva Eiger says. And he doesn't agree with the Shoal to extend the Chacham Tzvi further. Why in the world would you want, can you justify extending the Chacham Tzvi from Pesach to Shari Surim? So Rav Moshe says the Shoal over here was asking in a case of Hefsid Meruba. And if he's asking a case of Hefsid, maybe somehow we could find a way to justify that the Chacham Tzvi would agree that if it's behefsid, then even by Shari Surim it's mutter. Question is why? Didn't he say we make a gzeira? Okay. So Rabosa, here we go. Let's just summarize the ballpark that we have over here. The playing field, more precisely. Let's see and he canceled NBA basketball. So we have to be Misakin Olamos. So let's see whether it's a 2-3 defense or a 3-2 defense. Let's see. So what do we have over here? What do we have on the left side of the court? We have the Minchas Yaakov. Well, let's start even further left. We have the Dvar Shmuel, who says when it comes to Issa Rabbani, could be Mitra. Behav Simaruba. The Minchas Yaakov, who says that even though Mi'ikur Dedina, we paskin that even by Issa Rabbani, could be Machmir. But nevertheless, there's something called a Bidiyeved, and somehow by Behav Simaruba Bidiyeved, you could be Mekel. He's not willing to go as far as the Dvar Shmuel to say that you're going to be Mekel on Isurei Derabanan, but he says that in a case of where you're stuck, you could be Mekel. Similar, Vamevin Yavin, to the case in Merida that we saw. I'm going to argue that Merida is a unique case, but by the case of Merida, we saw that the halach is. Okay. Then we have, moving over, we have the Chacham Tzvi, who's not going to be as Mekel. The Chacham Tzvi says, we make Gzera, Isurei Derabanan are also going to be Aser. But he has this brilliant Einfall. It's like almost so brilliant, it's hard to believe it's true. But comes along the Chacham Tzvi, and the Chacham Tzvi says that when is it that we make the Gzera even after Yud Beis Chodesh? It's only when people are going to come to become confused between Acher Yud Beis Chodesh and Toch Yud Beis Chodesh. But over here, people aren't going to be confused when it comes to Yayin Nesech of Toch Yud Beis Chodesh, because Toch Yud Beis Chodesh, everything is Aser, both the food and the pot. So after Yud Beis Chodesh, it's going to be Mekel. So by Shari Surim, where the food is already Mutter after one day, so then in such a case, we're not going to be Matir the Kalim after Yud Beis Chodesh. However, it points out the Chacham Tzvi, this is the kink in the armor. The kink in the armor is that when it comes to the period of Pesach, so there, when it comes to Pesach, there it's Aser, even after the first day. So when it's already after Yud Beis Chodesh, then the Chacham Tzvi is Mechadesh, that there's no Blios at all. So if there's no Blios at all, so then in such a case, we're going to be Mekel. Oh. In such a case, we're going to be Mekel. That's what the Chacham Tzvi says. Comes along the Shoal to Rabbi Kiva Eger, and the Shoal to Rabbi Kiva Eger says, I think that by Hefse Meruba, you could be Mekel. Rabbi Kiva Eger comes back. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, no, because when it comes to Shari Surim, the Chacham Tzvi never gave you a Heter. Comes along Ramesha Feinstein, and Ramesha says he thinks the Shoal was a big Talmud Chacham. And he thinks that there's a fundamental machlokis between Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Shoal. And that machlokis, Ramosha says, revolves around the following yisod. I'm going to present Ramosha as his explanation of the Shoal. How he explains the omic of why Rabbi Kiva Eger rejected him, I'm going to leave. You could look in Ramosha's tshuva. But Ramosha explains why he thinks that the Shoal has standing, and why he thinks that you could paskin like the Shoal and not necessarily have to be choshish for Rabbi Kiva Eger. Comes along Ramosha, and Ramosha says like this. After Yud Beis Chodesh, we see from the halacha of Yayin Nesech that the Blios lose their strength. In other words, Ramesha seems to be saying there are three dargos of Blios. There's a Blios of Ben Yomo, there's a Blios of Eina Ben Yomo, and after Yud Beis Chodesh, we do learn from Yayin Nesech that the Blios are nothing. By the way, Bikatonti, I would say, that might be halacha in Yayin Nesech. We don't find any other place, and that's what we saw. Pesachei Tshuva quoted those who argue that we don't see any other place that Yud Beis Chodesh makes a difference. By Deros BePesach, it didn't make a difference. But Ramesha says by Yud Beis Chodesh, the Shoal, Rabbi Kiva Eger says there's room to argue that there's after Yud Beis Chodesh it doesn't exist. So what happens? We have a double gzeira. We have a gzeira of Acher Yud Beis Chodesh, which is part of the gzeira of Toch Yud Beis Chodesh, which is Atua Ben Yomo. If that's so, says Ramosha, he explains why it doesn't get stuck in gzeira l'gzeira. He says, but if that's so, The argument is that b'makom hefsen meruba, so then, in such a case, we don't make the double gzeira. We're only going to make the double gzeira if it's not behefsen meruba. And if he claims, if you read Rabbi Kiva Eger's tshuva properly, he understands that the Shoal was suggesting b'makom hefsen meruba, in such a case, you could be makel. Dahainu, that even though the Chacham Tzvi himself, at first blanch, is talking about only being Mater Chametz on Pesach, because Chametz for Pesach doesn't have this din of Yud Beis Chodesh, but the Chacham Tzvi was driving at the fact that Yud Beis Chodesh doesn't have any Blios at all. So what's the Isser of Yud Beis Chodesh? It's different than the Gzeira of Toch Yud Beis Chodesh. The Gzeira of after Yud Beis Chodesh, says Ramosha. Now look at Ramosha's tshuva in Chelek Beis Simen Mem Vav. He says as follows. V'nira Lomar. Take a look at the second paragraph. V'nira Lomar shebet Toch Yud Beis Chodesh gozul l'chatchila midin Isra Achila me'achar shiyei sham tam mi'isra afshu pogum. V'achar Yud Beis Chodesh shekvar kol ha'atam lo shayich leser af l'chatchila midin Isra Achila. But when it comes to after Yud Beis Chodesh, there, it's a gzeira on the kli. The kli itself has no chetz of iser, but it's a gzeira on the kli. Elu iser ba'alma l'shtamish b'keim k'dei shelo yovu litos af betoch Yud Beis Chodesh. Shizeh chayich lesa. Kidimot sinu, b'tam shenogin iser lahagil kli cholov lecho bo basar. Like we find that it's aser to kasher milchiks from fleishiks. For milchiks from fleishiks. Why? Because we're afraid that people are come to be mezalzel. And he has another raya. The halacha of keeping two knives. You know, we had a big discussion whether the base hatzavar is cham or the base hatzavar is nacham. So Ramesha says, according to Rav Shitos, really one doesn't need two knives. But it was a gzera ba'alma that we're afraid you're going to come to get confused. Take a look at paragraph Aval, the next paragraph. Aval imke chazim miloshan agamar de'en osam mamish. The low am reviewed on Marab Beloshin Iser, the Sakin Shemitrachich Bochalovim Osolachtoch, Elamar Beloshin Sarich, Shaloshin Zemashma Shalo Osru Mamish, El Shetzrichulach Hatkil Sheeloshne Sakinim, says Ramosha on the bottom line in the second column, Vim Kang, Gambikli Iser, Acher Yud Beis Chosh Acham Svi Shein Shom Shum Blios Iser, Hurak Iser Shalo Yavo Lemiti, Eino Iser Mamish, El Iser Shalo Yismachwal Sheyadu Lechalik, Bin Acher Yud Beis Chosh Shekodem. The whole thing was a Gzeira Otu. Why was the Chacham Svi's whole Slara? That we're afraid that you're going to confuse Acher Yud Beis Chosh Tosh Yud Beis Chosh. So then that's not a Gzeira on the Chafza of the Kli. If that's so, if they never made the gzera of the chapsa, shalachem b'shas achak, kishiz damnu lo archim ve'en lo ken lachim lahem, mistaber lahatir ali with the chacham tzvi, v'chen yesh lahatir behev simaruba, just like shnei sakinim. What would the halacha be by a sakin that was used to cut chalavim? So the Ramesha claims, the Gemara says that you're supposed to have two sakinim, but if you don't, then b'dievet you be makel. So too says Ramesha, the whole halacha of the Chacham Tzvi was only talking about in the state of l'chatchila. But b'dievet, hence our term b'dievet, when it comes to b'dievet, then in such a case, says Ramesha, there's going to be room to be makel. Basically, what Ramesha does is he paskins like the Shoal against Rabbi Kiva Eger. He explains why Rabbi Kiva Eger disagrees, and I said I won't get involved with that. Finally, and then I'll take your questions, Ramesha has two other tzirufim to be makel. If you take a look, everybody should know this, take a look in the Beis Yosef, Simin Kuf Chof Aleph, the previous simin that we're learning from, that we're going to go through shortly, there is a Balo Itur. The Torah quotes a Balo Itur, everybody should know. I actually now have the same edition as some of you haven't gotten your new one yet, but the one that you're using, and that is it's in Tuf Kuf Mem Aleph. Kasa Valu Iter Ilom Istafina Mi Ravusa Amina Dafilu Klicheres Bikder Dlaf Bas Yoma. He says, if I wasn't afraid for my Rabbeim, I'd say about Klicheres that's not a Ben Yomo. Kivan Di Isura Derabanan, since an Eino Ben Yomo is only Midrabanan. Magila shalosh pa'amim v'dayo, that you'll be able to do hagala, just like we find by Yayin Nesech, that there are times that if you magil the chavis three times, that's enough. So too, when it comes to kli cheres, the Bala Iter says, if I wasn't afraid for my rabbeim, I would have said that to be magil three times is enough. So this Ramosha is mitzaref with his svar of arguing that the shoel actually makes a lot of sense against Rabbi Kiva Eger, and therefore Ramosha says one could be makel. And finally, Ramosha says it depends on what type of cheres we're talking about. No one uses cheres to cook, so almost every kli cheres is what? Every kli cheres, when it comes in contact to Isser, is already a kli sheni. So then he says that there's also tzadim to be makel. He concludes the tshuva. V'gam b'kelim elu b'rov pam and rak b'tashrish kli sheni v'al kapan mu rak safek shem hishtam shabi iruy. Ramosha is aware that we've already spoken about that iruy where machmir, that's a kli rishon, it's a safek, and also davar gush is a safek. He says, "Ulchein yesh lismoch b'kaygan halabal itur to be magil gimel pamim," and that's where it comes from. I think Rabbi Yoel asked me this last time. That's where the three times come from. It comes from that bala itur and simin kuf chaf aleph that says that you can rely on that, even though that is a shita that is not found at all in Shulchan Aruch. The bala itur himself said he was afraid of his rabbeim to write such a thing, but he wrote it anyhow. Sometimes even if you should be afraid from your rabbeim and at the same time write it. So the Bala Iter says that, and that's where Ramosha comes from. I would just add, just the obvious, I'm just spelling out the obvious. I find this heter Ramosha quite mechudosh, because at the end of the day, the Chacham Tzvi, who is a big Mekel, we saw, he's not the only Mekel over here, we saw that there's a Dvar Shmuel who's even more Mekel. We saw the Minchas Yaakov, who's also Mekel Behefse Meruba, so it's not like it's only a Das Yachid, but the Chacham Tzvi Beferish rejected this, as Rabbi Kiva Eger points out, and it was just a Shoel who asked Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger also rejected it. Ramosha really did have big shoulders to find a way to resuscitate this Chacham Tzvi and to say, no, the Chacham Tzvi was only talking in the case of Lechatchila. But b'di'eved, the Chacham Tzvi would be Mekel. That's quite a chiddush to say. Finally, there is one more tzad to be makel, and that Rabbi Kiva Eger himself raises. Rabbi Kiva Eger points out we have Kuf Yud, Kuf Yud Aleph, Kuf Yud Beis. Rabbi Kiva Eger in that's the pages that I'm reading. Rabbi Kiva Eger comes back to Minchas Yaakov. He says, on the bottom of Kuf Yud Aleph, he comes back to this Minchas Yaakov. V'hine lechore yesh sad lahakel al pi ha-Minchas Yaakov. Behevse meruba yesh ha-hatu b'kli cheres. L'shtamish bo acha me'es le'es. Da'avi kidi'evi kivan shefse meruba. So we saw that many poskim totally rejected the Minchas Yaakov. So Rabbi Kiva Eger takes the Minchas Yaakov seriously. So what we have is actually Rabbi Kiva Eger rejecting the Chacham Tzvi, but saying that the truth is the Minchas Yaakov, there is room to be Mekel. But he also limits the Minchas Yaakov. And he says, Kemo Shekosav Aran. He says there's a Ran that's Mekel, V'shechein Das Maharal Bach. I looked at this Maharal Bach on the Bar Ilan. It's humongous. I didn't find where the... I believe Rabbi Kiva Eger that he said it. I didn't find him clearly express it. But he claims that there's a Ran that says that we could also be Mekel. So he claims that there's a Ran. But Rabbi Kiva Eger points out that you have to minimize this Ran. Omnam nira de gamze eino. Okay, so what do we have? We have the Minchas Yaakov that was Mekel b'makom hesed Meruba. Dihine Miral Baksham Hotzi Dvarv Dilchora Divrei Haran. Where is the next page? Continue. Do I have it? Kuf Yud Beis. Yeah. Kuf Yud Beis. Sosr Ma'adadi. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, but the Ran contradicts himself. Dibipsach in Perik Kol Shah Gabi Tunur Yudsan. The halacha is that when it comes to a tanur that was used for Arla. So the halacha is that as long as it cools off, yutzad means cools off, dalach is that's mutter. after Zevzeh Gorem Lechatchila Aser. Why? Because even though the Arla was used to create that the oven, the Gemara says the first heating of the oven is something that stays with it forever. And therefore, even if you heat it afterwards with Eitzim, the halacha is that part of the original heating is going to have effect. And we hold Zevzeh Gorem, you can rely on Bidyevid. So this Ran says that since you're going to be stuck, you're going to have to break the oven. The halacha is that's considered bidyevet. V'ilu b'chulin, continues Rabbi Akiva Eger, kasav Ran, by hi pincha. That was the case we spoke about before. When you have the pot that was used to salt meat, the tavra, you break it. V'lo asheme esleis, the nosin tam lefkam lechatkil aser. So Rabbi Akiva asks, there's a stira. On the one hand, there's one Ran that seems to say that the halacha is a bidyevet, you can be makel with kli cheres. Yet, on the other hand, the Ran in Chulin holds that we saw that when it comes to Melach, it's Aser. Harei da'af b'kli cheres tein lo takana l'shvira lo havi k'di'evet. So the question is it considered b'di'evet if you have to break it? Is that considered b'di'evet or not? We saw the Pesachei Tshuva quote, most Achron said, absolutely, that's not considered enough to be makel b'di'evet. That's what the halacha says. But you have a Ran, you have a stira and a Ran. And the teretz is, what's the Ralbach's teretz? It depends on whether we're talking about an oven. An oven is a hefsin meruba, and a pot, a pincha, is hefsin muad. So here you go, Rabosai. Rabbi Akiva Eger himself is willing to accept a hefsin meruba gadol. We'll see what it'll define hefsin meruba gadol. That you could be makel, so that I'm willing to put on the books, if the Maral Bach is right. We'll get to that shortly too. But if the Maral Bach is right, then in such a case, we could be makel. Why? Because there seems to be a Ran who says that by Behefs and Merubah, if you're going to have to break the oven, because the oven you can't kasher, the oven was made out of earth, you can't kasher the oven, so then the halach is that's already considered a case of bidyevet, that you don't need to do shvira. Why? Because everything itself is no Saint Tam Lefkam. If it's no Saint Tam Lefkam, we're going to be makel. The Ran said when it came to the melach, the pot for melach, the Ran said it's aser. No, the Ran over there was talking about a hefsid that is smaller. Since the hefsid is smaller, it's going to be mutter. Comes along Rabbi Akiva Eger, he says, okay, let's get lamaisa. How much does each pot cost? How much each dish cost? So it's a fancy set of dishes. So let's say the fancy set of dishes. Now, we're not talking about the dishes straight from Buckingham Palace. Maybe if we were talking about dishes from Buckingham Palace, maybe it would be a different story. But what would be an expensive china? Each dish is $100. For a poor boy like me, it sounds like a lot of money, but maybe $100. How much does an oven cost? Oven costs $1,000, $2,000. So says Rabbi Akiva Eger, so you have to look at each plate separately. Each plate is just worth $100. So even though when you go have 64 of them, so that's $6,400. So he says, but at the end of the day, each plate you have to judge separately. So comes along Rabbi Akiva Eger, he throws out the shoal and he says, Chacham Tzvi, you can't follow your, what Rav Moshe would say, your lamdos and the Chacham Tzvi, I don't accept. And then he says that there has to be a hefsid that's equal to a tanur because of the stira in the rans. And the stira in the rans, that's the yishuv. That's what the Maral Bach said is the yishuv. So what comes out, Rabosai, is the heter that Rabbi Akiva Eger will actually give us is only by hefsim meruba gadol. Now it does come up, you know where this will come up? In ovens. It will come up in ovens. You mentioned this also, Yoel, after the last time. What happens if you have an oven where you're going to tell somebody they need to buy a new oven, so there might be room to say that behefsed meruba, mamish, we're talking about the hefsed oven itself, that was Rabbi Akiva Eger's case. So there, even if you can't kasher it, then maybe that would be a case of dieved. That would be a great question to ask our rabbeim, if we could rely on that. But Ramesha was even more makel. By the way, of course, Ramesha famously was talking about Pali Tshuva. And Ramesha says also it's Takanas Hashavim. The question is whether it would be necessary for us to rely on Rav Moshe's tshuva in such a case, or one would say at the end of the day, the Chacham Tzvi said that it is asar. I would like to add that I don't even understand the Maharal Bach. Because if you look in the Ran himself, and I photocopied those Rans, the Ran is only being makil in regards to the case of Zevezeh Gorem. If you take a look, it's in the photocopies. The Ran is on the bottom of Daf Vav Amid Beis in Pesach. I'm going to Daf Zayin Amid Aleph. And he says, in the case that we saw of Zevezeh Gorem, he says two lines from the top, Yesh Lomar Dechi Amrin Zevezeh Gorem Mutter Hani Mili Dieved Aval Lechatchila Lo V'hachi Muchach B'avod Azar Aval B'chodesh Lo Amrin Un Yutas The Kiyam De Lesle Takat Amin Titsa Kedi Eved Ami. So he says, we see that when it comes to the new oven, when you have a Shailu of Zevezeh Gorem, where the halacha is that we're Machmir lechatchila, but Makel b'di'eved. Then the Ran said the halacha is that this is considered a case of b'di'eved. But what happens if you don't have zevezeh gorem? What happens if you have mamish iser? The Ran never said that. So to me, it's a pella. There's got to be an answer to this. To me, it's a pella on the whole Maral Bach, on the whole Rabbi Kiva Eger about the heter of hefsed meruba. So. Bikatonti, if I just look at the pashtus of Gemara and Shulchan Aruch, I don't see any heter in regards to Kli Cheres. I don't see a makor for the Hefsid Meruba. They point to this Ran. I don't see it in the Ran. It's a great Minchas Yaakov. It's the great Minchas Yaakov. You do already have the Chacham Tzvi, but in my smallness, I would tend more just going back in the Volozhin style of learning, going back to the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch itself. The closest heter you have is the case of Marda. That's the closest heter you have. And there, by the case of Marda, you could have said that there the Goyim were the bakers and you were going to be stuck, that you wouldn't have anything. So on that, that's the only case that I have Mefurish, black on white, in Shas and Shulchan Aruch, that you have being able to be Makel. For sure you could rely on that. So let's say you would be talking about a case of where there's no way you'd be able to buy a new oven. There'd be no way you'd be able to buy a new oven, then you could be Makel. If there's no way you'd be able to buy new dishes, then you could be Makel. But any other instance, I don't see Mefurish. But for sure, Yesh L'smoch on Rav Moshe Feinstein. For sure you have Rabbi Kiva Eger's Heter on the books, but I leave off as a tzarech iyun. I challenge you to find me a place in Shas and in Shulchan Aruch that Kli Cheres is mutter, as the case of Bidyevit, to use in Eina Ben Yomo. The Gemara speak about breaking them. The Gemara, the Ran, I don't see the Ran saying a case of Bidyevit, but no question that the Morim B'Yisrael were more makel. It's good that they're the Morim B'Yisrael and not me for the China. Yeah, go ahead.
Where was in the Ran already?
The Ran I read is on Zayin Amid Aleph. I'd like you to look at the Gemara and the Yesh Lomar, the Chi Amrina, and Zevezeh Gorem. You have everything you need basically on that riff, on Vav and Beis. The Yesh Lomar, the Chi Amrina, Zevezeh Gorem, Mutter, Hani Mili Dieved, Aval Chatchila Lo. So there the whole Shaila of that Ran that Rabbi Kiva Eger is coming on is a Shaila of being where you have to be Machmer lechatchila for zevezeh gorem, and you're able to be makel b'di'eved. So there he says, if you the oven has no solution except for breaking it, so then that's considered b'di'eved, and then the halacha would be that you don't have to break it. But I'm pointing out that when it comes to cheres, there that's not a shaila of zevezeh gorem. There, when it comes to our shailas of cheres, there's for sure blios iser. But the question is whether it could be makel after your base chodesh or something like that. So for that, I don't see any ran that says that you could be makel when it comes to the oven. I didn't see anybody that stops at that. What's that?
That China has a glaze.
Oh, so China and glaze, we're going to have a big discussion about that when we talk about Tvilas Kalim. That we're going to discuss. I don't know. It actually came up. We got... I'm sure like many others, one of the new cute Mishloach Manos, it's probably not new, but for me it's new, is we got Mishloach Manos in a mug. So our mugs in our house break pretty often. So I said, great, I just saw that we got Mishloach Manos. So does that mug need Tvilas Kalim? Why? Because the mug's made out of ceramic. Of course, we know that Cheres doesn't require Tvila, as we're going to learn. But the glaze on the mug, the question is, does that make it a glass kli? So that we're going to see is a big discussion. But here it's not. I don't think it helps us. I know that there are some poskim who use that as a tziruf, but I'm consistent. I think that the mugs don't need, even today's mugs don't need tevilas kelim, because I think the amount of glaze on it is tiny. In other words, it's just there to create a sheen. So therefore, I hold on the one hand that the mug doesn't require tevilas kelim, yet at the same time, if there are blios in the kli, then it has a din of blios into a kli cheres. You're right that there are some who have argued that maybe since it has a little bit of glass on the top, so then in such a case, it's not really called a kli cheres. It's called, there are some who have argued that. Ramesha doesn't mention that in this tshuva. Ramesha doesn't mention that in the tshuva. In our base medrash we've discussed in the past, I'm a little bit conservative in this regard. I find that Heter just turns everything upside down. No, there's no such thing as klicheris anymore. There's no such thing as klizachuchis. In my world, there still is klicheris, and the fact that they use a little bit of glass, I don't think is enough to call it a klizachuchis, both the kula and the chomer. Yeah. Okay, let's go on, Rabbi Osayv. Says the Mechaber Sif Gimel. Yesh Omri. Hadi chashuva peguma kishena bas yoma, davka shakdeira yofa, visar mimenu kol sham nunis, isra adavikba. Avlam loi diach yofa, she isra ube'ein, and nifka mashiach meisleis. Now the premise of this Mechaber is, of course, what we know already, and that is that when it comes to no saying tam lufkam, that could be blios in a kli. But what happens if you have food that's still in a kli, but it's a day old? So of course that's not considered no saying tam lufkam. The food itself is not no saying tam lufkam. And therefore, the halacha is, you can't be makil if there's leftovers in a kli. So this comes up often. Some will tell you, I didn't use it, it was an eina ben yomo pat. Before you paskin that the food is mutter, you have to ask them, was the eina ben yomo pat clean? If the Eino Ben Yoma pot wasn't clean, so then what do you have to do? Continues the Ramah. Mikol Malkum Yeshishim Rak Neged Adovuk Bekder HaKol Shari. If there's Shishim Keneged the Adovuk, then it's going to be Mutter. The Masha Keder Kvar Nifkan Ve'in Tzarach Bitul. But you need to be Meshar Keneged that which is in the pot. Okay. Now here, there's a fascinating Aruch HaShulchan. It's such an important Aruch HaShulchan. I photocopied. It wasn't in the booklet. I photocopied it separately. So the Aruch HaShulchan in Kuf Chav Beis Ches, it's a little bit, we got the lucky draw of the Aruch HaShulchan over here. It's the piece of tape from the binding. It's not in the packet, it's this one, right here. So we got the, I insist on using the old Aruch HaShulchan because I remember things where it is on the page. So I apologize that you have to follow my Mishagas. Because here there's a piece of tape. This is so old, there's a piece of tape going through the middle. But you could see through the tape. V'yei royali. Ta'afilu l'das hatur. V'asholchan arach. V'yishe'ena rechutza lo avinosan tam lefkam. Hitiach shal pnei akderim mibifnim. Eino ela dafka tiach mamish. Yesh bo sham nunis. V'gon sholu b'kdera basar shuman har b'kiyotze bo. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, there's a difference between what I would call, these are my terms, what I would call leftovers in the pot, or how would you describe food that's just, that's sitting in a pot that you just put in the sink to, the food's been finished, and there is something left on the bottom that you need to clean off, that you need to wash.
Remnants,
okay. Remnants. It's reminiscent of that shach that we had before, right? Yeah. So you have shirayim, right? You have shirayim sitting on the bottom of the pot. So it says the Aruch HaShulchan, we're not talking about those remnants. Those remnants are have no chashivas. What we're talking about is if you had a fat meat. So fat meat, that in such a case, that leaves a real residue. But just a little bit of stuff that's sitting at the on the pot, that would not be significant. Kigon shenitzlu b'kidera b'basar shamein, harbi u'kiyotzev ze. Avol, kigon bishulim shalanu, our cooking, ha'ikru hu mayim grisfim, o tapichay adama o levivos, u'basar ba ma'at. If you have a mixture of food and you had a chalent. You had a chalent. So then in such a case, you don't have a thick layer of meat. Most of it is potatoes, is the beans, and so on. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, that's not even considered chashuv. And therefore he says the halacha is that one could be mekel. So one should know this interesting, very, very interesting Aruch HaShulchan. It happens to be, I now introduce a new important sefer for your limud, the sefer Chelkas Binyamin. Chelkas Binyamin is Rav Binyamin Kohn. Sound familiar? Rav Binyamin Kohn? His father is Rav Feivel Kohn. So his father stopped at Hilchos Taruvos, and he picked up at Simin Kuf Yud, right where his father stopped, in Kuf Yud Aleph. His father is Shlita, is still alive, Bli Ayin Hara. His father is alive and well. But his son picked up where his father left off. And so he has an excellent sefer, right like the style of his father. You can see the difference. He's great. But you can see the difference between father and son. And he's fantastic. You see, you read the Sadoros. The sefer is fantastic. I mean, you read the Sadoros. It's a metzius. So in the Chelkas Binyamin, in Dibra Maskel Yesh Omrim, on Simin Shin Chav Dalet, he quotes his Aruch HaShulchan. He says he found a ritva that says like that, but he points out that the pashtus of our Shulchan Aruch is not that way. That if you take a look in the pashtus of Shulchan Aruch, umikol makom yeshishim rak nevked hadavuk bikdera hakol shari, and he said what that was in Ramah. What did the Mechaber say? Kol shamnunis isra hadavuk ba any shamnunis. So he points out that the pashtus of Shulchan Aruch is not that way. Not like this Aruch HaShulchan. I like the Aruch HaShulchan a lot, so I think that one can rely on him, but he points out that in a chanami, the pashtus of the Shulchan Aruch is not that way. Okay, let's continue on the Ramah. The Ramah says, Yesh amrim devarim charifim lo armin din no sin tam lefgam. When it comes to the davar charif, we don't have the rule of no sin tam lefgam. Kemoshin is barad le'il, tzadi hevi tzadi vav, lechein. And this is actually the first time we've had this in Shulchan Aruch. We've discussed this, but now that we have in Shulchan Aruch, let's just emphasize what's going on. In Bishel Bikderos Iser She'ena Bas Yoma Michael Charif. So this is the source of the halacha, that if you cook a davar charif in a pot that's an Eina Ben Yomo, Kigon Tavshul Sheruba Chometz O Tavlin O Shar Dvarim Charifin Asur. So then that pulls out the Tamo Iser. If you have a davar charif that could pull out time. So why do I say we haven't had this? We spent so much time learning davar charif. And the answer is, we never saw an example of cooking with a davar charif. We only saw duchka de sakina. Ad kidei kach, I'm mesupik what the mechaber holds about cooking with a davar charif. Because this is the Ramah. The Ramah speaks about cooking with a davar charif. We don't have mefurish, a mechaber talking about cooking with davar charif. But this is the makar, that if you cook with something that's rov charif, that remember we discussed that it could be when there's a mi'it charif, there's a lot of room to be makel. If you're cooking with a rov charif, so then in such a case, it's going to pull it out. By the way, I don't think that happens today, that you have a rov davar charif. Most of the time, you have davar charif inside, but the rov is not a davar charif, and therefore there might be room to be mekel. Avolom mechashiv atavshul charif mishum ma'at tavlin shebo. If it has a little bit of tavlin, that's not enough to make it aser. V'chein nogin va'ayin le'il tzadihev tzadivav. Avolim hoya iser davar charif, but the iser was a davar charif. Va'achakach shah hakder me'es le'esu bishle bo'heter she'ena charif mutter de'ena charif asarishon mashvi le'lishavach. The only time it's going to be a problem is when you have the item that you're cooking is a davar charif, then it has the ability to pull out the yisur. Yes, Rabbi Binyamin? You started saying something before? Someone said? Okay. Good. I'm sorry.
When we saute onions, it's.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. It's. Correct. That would be the example of when you're sauteing onions, that would be an example. Correct. By the way, we didn't spell out. I'm so glad you gave me that example. Most poskim, I never said this in Shir. This came up in the women's Hilchos Kashrus. I'm so glad that you brought it up now, because I never said it here. Most poskim hold that onions that are already sauteed are not considered davar charif. It's only as you describe when you're sauteing the onions. But onions that are already cooked, I said in Shir, I'm not sure. I might have said in Seder, but I don't know if I said in Shir that cooked onions would not be considered davar charif. Okay. Let's push ahead and drop more. Siv Dalet, we'll stop with Siv Dalet. Let's do Siv Dalet. K'dei raha blua mi basa b'chalav, im kodam sha'over ale laila echad, chamamu b'mayim. So then, chashiv kilu chazav in espashal b'ha iser, umonim me'es le'es mitat misha sha'ochmu ha'mayim, ma she'en kein b'shar isurim. Okay, so this halacha we've already discussed in detail. Maybe we'll do even hey. This halacha we've discussed in detail. The halacha being that if an iser is cooked again in a pot, and then you cook again in that pot, so then the way the Gra presents it by us in Sifkatan Yud Gimel, the way the Gra presents it is that that's considered Chanan by Shari Surim, and you have to be Machmir Lechatchila. Okay. Well, what do I mean? They have to be machmir lechatchila. They have to be machmir when it comes to basar b'chalav, but when it comes to shari surim, so then in such a case the mechaber is mekel, and we learned that the Rama is machmir. Si'if hey. Si'if hey, we've already learned together, and you know what? I'll start next time with it. Si'if vav. Do we have time? 4:20. We should stop over here. Stop over here. The chaver prefer. Be honest. Okay. So Mirtz Hashem will pick up. Sif Vav is a very, very beautiful sif. I was itching to get to it. We'll pick up Mirtz Hashem on Monday. So game plan in Mirtz Hashem for Monday is as follows: to wrap up Kuf Chav Beis, and then you have Mar Mekomos already going to Simanim Tafnun Aleph and Tafnun Beis. So that I hope the Siyata Deshmaya to do well Monday.
Thank you.